Beep, yeah. Beep, 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 beep. Conference update time.
Yepers.
You know, we've had a good week so far, and it's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday.
Yes, some first thing on my list here is that we have confirmed our final speaker. Yay. Happens to be a day one speaker. Final speaker is going to be Mr. Adam Becker.
Yay.
Adam works with Empathic, which
is the best ever guy ever.
An EHR platform, which happens to be the one that you utilize.
Mm-hmm. Empathic Clinical Software.
It's actually a Cadillac program.
It's on steroids.
Cadillac program at Pinto prices.
Tesla.
It's a really good program, and it's extremely competitive with programs.
Everything else that you might want to be considering.
Especially the ones that...
Others. We will not mention them.
Okay, we won't mention them then.
They shall remain nameless, remember?
So, Adam Becker's in the books, and I don't remember if we mentioned this last week or not, but John Mangonia, longtime attorney friend.
Litigator, bulldog, extraordinaire.
Friend of the firm.
yep. Has I think I have frequent flyer points.
Inked the deal to talk about COVID-driven family law issues that day. And John is a story guy.
He's a story guy, but he makes the point, and it's very concise and sequential.
I meant that as a compliment, not as a but.
No, I didn't hear it as such.
Okay, good. There you go.
No, I'm good.
No, he's very good with these stories and getting points across, and I think you'll like that a lot.
Give you some tips and tools. And
I've got the conference page largely in place. I still have some work to do on it. It's published and visible, so you can look at it. Can't buy a ticket just yet. Still have a few more things to do before we get to that point, but you can take a look at it. It's on the
annual
conference page. I was just talking to one of the speakers a little while ago, gathering up some information about this, that, and the other, and we were talking about book sales. So we'll be doing a book sales table, or two, or three.
Say that five times.
I had trouble with it once.
I know.
Once we'll do. In the back of the main room, probably in the back of the main room.
That's the easiest.
So that during a break, you can go back there and peruse the various books for sale. Not everybody's got a book for sale, but those that do will be free to ship them to us. And then you can meet the author and have him sign it, and we'll go from there. So that sort of thing will also be available. But the big thing on my list for today is what you had for lunch yesterday.
It's who was at lunch.
There you go.
I made a charcuterie board. Portable charcuterie board because, you know.
To drive around the car.
I had to drive in the car. Got to eat lunch with Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Brian Proctor. And an hour and a half later, I left.
Floated back home.
Floated actually back to the office.
So what was the gist? What was the outcome of the meeting? What'd you get out of Peter McCullough?
He is the most gentle man. He's very soft-spoken, but his brain goes statistically on steroids crazy. Mm-hmm. He does not need any prompting by anybody. He's the smartest guy in the room at all times. And I'm not kidding you. I was energized, to be honest with you. We talked for a while and immediately got a subject going. And
yeah, you mentioned what he wanted to talk about. Go ahead. And do you want to? We'll hold off then.
Yeah, we'll hold off.
All right. But till we've sharpened a point.
I promise you that both of us agreed. Well, maybe I'll tell you. He's compiled some information. If you want to go to his Substack, I'm going to just point you in that way. Uh-huh. I think the thing that's really burning a hole in his heart is what has happened post-COVID. And there's some other moving parts, right? It's not just COVID-related at all, but it's just a part of this whole thing. Now that COVID has died down and is basically a nothing burger, we've got this very huge surge, another push of fear, and this is regarding the gender-affirming care.
And everything that goes with it.
And everything that goes with it. And his point of view was, at least for me, extraordinarily refreshing. And so both of our light bulbs came on.
There we go.
There we go. So I would go to Dr. Peter McCullough, Google his Substack. If you're on Telegram, our practicementors.us Telegram, I've posted a few Substacks on him. It did my heart good.
So tell me about your conversation with Dr. Brian Proctor.
Dr. Brian Proctor, wow. His story is pretty amazing. He was part of one of the America Frontline doctors, and he was never closed during COVID, and they never wore a mask, and because they didn't have to, because they were exempt, and they treated a bazillion people, and probably in that bazillion, the statistics are just incredibly crazy, because I was following him mm-hmm. before I was banned from Facebook, right? Right. And before he was banned from Facebook for posting, it went totally viral. He had a chalkboard that he would post during COVID, their recoveries mm-hmm. from the COVID and their treatment regime to keep people out of the hospital, and it, oh my God, it worked. Imagine that.
So his treatment protocols worked so well
that he
and his chalkboard got banned from Facebook.
And he got excoriated from his medical community, and it was not a good thing. So he was right over the bullseye target. God love him. And I was following him. And then we just had a wonderful hour-plus conversation. Well, I was very blessed.
That's all well and fine. But the burning question in my mind and that of the audience is, how is your jacuzzi board that you built in a cake pan taken? How did that go?
It was well. It was good. It was empty. You know, Courtney took a picture of the empty cake, bougie charcuterie wannabe board last night. And
why
was
did you build it in a cake pan?
Well, it doesn't travel well if it's on a bougie board.
I see. In a car.
Yeah, in the car.
Okay.
Yeah, so they don't have one of those yet. So maybe, you know, somebody I know who makes charcuterie boards would probably figure that out.
Give me your top two reasons. Mm-hmm. You can go three if you want. Your
okay.
top two reasons that somebody listening ought to buy a ticket to this darn thing once I get it set up.
I think you're going to hear some new information that we have never heard before from reputable medical doctors, legal attorneys, EHR systems, you name it. It's going to be very, very healing for you and affirming. I mean this in a very, you are over the target. You get to think things differently in order to help serve your clients well.
Number two.
You get to meet some of my favorite people that I've been following for about 3 years, and I've done extensive training with them, and I will continue to do so. And I think that's been very valuable for me emotionally and intellectually. It's given me a stronger ground to stand on that has kept me from being afraid.
As well as meeting some other like-minded counselors who are thinking the same things you are.
Yeah.
And looking exactly. to approach their practice in the similar
it's
manner.
It's been so
that you
refreshing.
Are.
I cannot tell you.
And number three?
You get CEs out of this whole mess. You get all the required, if you're LPC, the 10 of the 24 required CEs that were effective March 7th, 2023, with the exception of the supervisor refresher course. Which
and the
is,
jurisprudence, yeah.
That,
of
well,
the 10 that are required, you'll walk
yes,
out of here
I'm
with
so
nine.
Sorry. And you get the diversity training for the 3 hours included. We're not going to do any during the two-day conference. It's going to be yours to complete. You get all of this for a very nominal price. I think
ridiculously low price.
I think it was like $30 an hour for 16 or so. I don't even know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was ridiculous. And then you're going to hear some things on the medical side that are very contrary, but very true. So you can decide on what kind of truths you want to help your clients learn about. Because I think counselors are educators at the same time. I could be wrong.
Well, it's early, but it's Tuesday, and you haven't been wrong yet this week. So we're going to end right there on a streak. What do you think about that?
I think that's awesome.
Let's do this again next week, whether we need to or not.
All right.
You game?
Game on.
All right. See you then next week. And thank you for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.